Gerard Mayo on the defensive side joins us here. They had a great shot of you, Gerard, walking off the field with Tom Brady. We couldn't hear, so we figured you would let us know what you and Tom talked about leaving the field yesterday in Buffalo.
We didn't talk about too much, man. We just pretty much let them know, hey, by any means necessary, we're going to win these games. It doesn't matter what the score is. If it's 42-43 or 3-0, we just got to find a way to win. You know, yesterday was a tough game, and we were on the road against a division opponent. They always play us tough, and it's a good win for us.
You know, you go up against a guy, kind of an unknown, an E.J. Manuel, and it seemed like you guys were more or less kind of sitting back and forcing him to make decisions and move the ball down the field. Was that sort of the, rather than going out and attacking this guy that can get outside the pocket and make a lot of plays?
Definitely. You know, he's a very athletic quarterback with a strong arm, but we felt like if we could keep everything in front of us, we would be okay, and that's what we tried to do.
Well, how easy is it to put this behind you with the quick week against the Jets coming up?
Very easy. You know, the Jets have a good team. You know, they're 1-0 as well, and we enjoyed the Buffalo win, you know, the length of that flight yesterday. So we're moving on, and all of our focus now is on the Jets.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, did you guys really enjoy it? I know a W is a W, but was there more negative talk about what we need to improve? I mean, because you guys are at the point where, you know, you expect to win each and every week, and you want to do it right.
I mean, D.I.C., you know, it's hard. It's hard to win in this league, and you'll take it. You'll take a win over a loss any day, and you know, we're happy to get the win. Obviously, we see where we need to improve. No, but it's only one game. You know, we have a long way to go, and we take it one day at a time. So, I think the guys are, you know, are positive, but at the same time, realize that we have a lot of improvements to make on in every phase.
Well, you have the benefit of being a veteran with a lot of games under your belt, a lot of big games under your belt. How do the rookies react to what happened yesterday, and how do you get them to focus on what needs to be done on Thursday night?
You know, you just have to keep reminding them, you know, it's a quick turnaround. You know, we play in a couple of days, and I think the rookies really, you know, they come in, they work hard, they listen to the coaches. You know, we have a great coaching staff, and, you know, everyone around here has short-term memory, so, you know, it's like a bunch of pitchers in this locker room. So guys are really moving forward, and hopefully our performance this Thursday is better than the one last week.
Gerard Mayo joining us. Let's talk in that fourth quarter. You got hit with an unnecessary roughness call, 15 yards. Can you explain what happened there? It seemed like you looked up and you weren't sure if the receiver had the ball or not, and you didn't have a long time to pull up. I was surprised you got hit for a penalty there. What did you think about that call?
I'm not going to talk bad about the refs, but I was surprised as well. You know, sometimes when you're breaking on the ball, you see the quarterback release the ball, so then your eyes go to the receiver, but you actually don't ever see the receiver catch the ball. So I just went in, you know, and hit the running back thinking he had the ball. I didn't know where the ball was at. And it was a bang-bang play, but, you know, they called the penalty. So,
you know,
unfortunate, but move on.
Yeah, as Steve was saying, you know, you played in a lot of big games. I'm just wondering for you in particular, because there's a lot of young players on this team. When did the game start to slow down? When did you start to feel comfortable? Because I would imagine week one, week two as a rookie, things sort of speed up on you a little bit. How long did it take for you?
Yeah, it takes a little while. You know, you never really get comfortable here anyways. You know, we always change. We change every week. We put new calls in every week, new defenses, new plays on the offensive side of the ball and on special teams. So you never get comfortable, but the game starts to slow down when you stay in your playbook and you learn your plays, and then you can start really studying what the offense is doing to you, and the game starts to slow down there.
When you guys came out in the fourth quarter, it was obviously you needed some defensive stops. You guys did a very good job getting the ball back. Was there a talk on the sidelines of, you know, all right, guys, it's our turn to step up and put this team in a position to win the game?
Definitely. You know, and you know, there were no heads hanging or anything like that. You know, guys knew what we had to do. Our job is to keep them out of the end zone and get the ball back into our offensive hands as many times as possible. And that was the mindset of the guys. You know, there was no, you know, finger pointing or anything like that. Guys just knew, hey, we have to go out here and make a play and get the ball back. And fortunately, we were able to do that.
All right, Kyle Arrington, who's on here every now and then with us, made a couple of big plays. You talk about his emergency here. I know he started as a nickelback, but I thought, you know, he has stepped up his game to a point where you can count on him, really, Gerard, in a bunch of different situations.
Yeah, he plays a lot of different roles for us. You know, the coaches asked him to do a lot of different things. And yesterday he came up with two huge plays for us. You know, those turnovers, you know, anytime you can get the turnover ratio, you know, closer to even, I don't know what it was yesterday, but anytime you can get, you know, still those possessions is huge, and he did that yesterday for us.
You love the Jets coming in here. They're your favorite team. Admit it. Jets, white, green, Rex Ryan. You're ready to go.
I love playing against the Jets. It's always a good game. You know, they play football the way it's supposed to be played. You know, power running scheme. They have a new quarterback now that can run around a little bit. So we'll see what they bring in.
Gerard, appreciate the time today, and good luck on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.